It's your host, MJ the Kid, back with another podcast episode. Now, you see the name has changed to the He Said What podcast. I just changed it because I wanted to clean the name, something easier to remember. Now, let's get straight into the topic for today, bro. So look, as y'all know, I'm a college student, bro. But I'm not even here to talk about college. I'm here to talk about the experiences within college. And the first thing I want to hit on, bro, is you as a person, bro. And the main reason why I want to say that is because the stuff you go through college is really going to test you, bro. Like, sophomore year, this past year really taught me a lot about people and a lot about myself. So the first thing that I will tell y'all is to put yourself first, bro. And the main reason why I say that is because, look, if you don't put yourself first, you're going to lose in a lot of situations. You're going to lose in situations where you could have had certain opportunities, you could have did certain things, or you simply could have just took more time to work on yourself. I'm the type of person where it's like, if a friend need me, I'm there 24/7. If you need to talk or you need this or you need that, I'm going, bro. I'm going to be there regardless. But I hit a point where I was like, damn, bro. Like, what's really going on? You feel me? I felt like I was giving everybody all types of energy, positive energy at that. And I wasn't receiving it back. So I decided to take time to work on myself. And how I did that, I decided to ghost everybody. I didn't even ghost everybody. I just stopped texting everybody all of a sudden because I felt like I was hitting everybody up first. I stopped hitting everybody up first besides my family and my parents, you feel? So I stopped texting people first and everything, bro. Mind you, this started in like March. So April come. Most of the people that I call my so-called friends, the so-called close friends, bro, ghosts, know nothing, you feel me? Like, I started to feel like, dog, like, you only hit me up when you need something. Or none of this. Like, if I'm being honest with you, the only people that was checking on me was my family and my workout partner. Basically, my best friend. Now, shout out to Brett. The main reason why I point that out is that the people that really care about you, they gonna hit you up or check on you if they thinking about you, no matter if y'all talk every day, yesterday, the day before, or every couple days, bro. I'm just putting that out there. Or, of course, I get the fact that it's people that you don't hear from for a long time, and y'all have a long talk, y'all check in, bro. And I realized that everybody got their own stuff to do. We get older, we gotta grow up, you feel me? So I took all those things to account. I started working on myself mentally, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna say like I was mentally like unstable or something like that, but I felt like I needed to work on some things mentally. Because mind you, like, I'm always used to being by myself. But when I'm not by myself, it's always either me helping somebody with something or doing something for somebody. So I sat back and finally decided, like, hey, bro, let me just take myself off social media, out of the real world for a minute, and just worry about myself. And I feel like that's something that everybody needs to do. I'm telling y'all this because I want y'all to experience it for y'all self. Like, it's okay to zone out. It's okay to ghost everybody and work on yourself, especially for mental growth and improvement, bro. Because, like, without that time by myself, ain't no telling what type of headspace I'd be in, you feel me? And the headspace I was in then, of course, y'all know basically I'm a content creator. I want to make this a career. I was very consistent on TikTok. but inconsistent with podcasting and YouTube. I want podcasting and YouTube to be my main one, and TikTok to be my third. I got to be consistent on all three, not just one, in order to make ends meet. I was just doing TikTok. I wasn't thinking about YouTube videos. I wasn't thinking about the podcast. I hit a point where I forgot I had the podcast because I was helping people with so much stuff. I was doing so much stuff, not making that time for myself, bro. But I took them couple months off trying to figure myself out and what I'm going to do with the platform and try to build for myself. And the only thing that I could really think of, and it's the obvious word, but it's deeper than the one word. Consistency. The main reason why consistency is key is because, bro, you could post a video with no edits, but as long as you being real and you being authentic, you gonna be okay. As long as you yourself, you gonna be okay. And that falls into the category of self-growth. Because look, I was taking all the time worrying about other people, what other people was doing, making sure they was cool. But I wasn't making time to see if I was okay. I learned this. Me and my pops, we have a lot of conversations. One thing he told me is that the decisions you make or certain stuff you do, people might not like it. But if you feel like it's the right decision for you, make the decision and see how it play out. So I decided to stop hitting certain people up. I decided to cut some people out of my life. And I'm in the process of still cutting some people out of my life. And now, like, for those of y'all that's close to me and we talk every other day, hearing that once in a while, like, if I actually try to uphold a conversation with you, I'm not talking about you, bro. But, like, I just had to clean my grass and my weeds out. I had to surround myself with people that was actually trying to elevate me instead of just, they, like, I wouldn't say bringing me down, but like making me feel some type of way, making me feel drained as a person. Because one thing I was trying to figure out, that was it actually college and the work that was draining me? Or was it the stuff I was doing in my free time? Because in my free time, I only work out and do stuff for other people. But working out relieved me of stress. It made me feel calm. It made me feel like I was working on myself. It gave me that sense of urgency. Like, boom, 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 I felt good about this and I felt good about that. But when I was hanging around certain people or helping them do certain stuff, The vibe just wasn't feeling right, bro. I'm going to make another podcast about, like, feeling the vibe of people when you know when to leave a situation or how to keep the situation going. Like, when should you leave or stay in a particular situation? And this could go for friendships, relationships, family members, anybody, you feel me? But I want to just put a big ring and emphasis on self growth, mental health, bro. Like, I know, like, it's all over the internet. It's a real big thing. Of course it's a big thing. Because, look, you, like, let's take somebody that works out, like me, for example. Yeah, I could look good and feel good 24/7. Or y'all could see me and y'all think I look and feel good. But what's going on up here? What's going on up here affects the whole dynamic of what's going on around me, bro. Because at that time, when I wasn't in a dark place, but I was in a place of like, I could be doing better, but I wasn't doing jack. So at that place in time, I was mentally cloudy. I didn't know what to think. I was out of it. Like, I was up at night overthinking for no reason at all. But the second I started making those changes in my life, everything started to click. I was able to sleep at night. Matter of fact, now I could fall asleep whenever I want to. Now I'm doing stuff to put myself in a better position for the future. Like, you just got to take those baby steps and realize what you need to do for your life and take bits and pieces and put it together. And I tell this to a lot of my friends all the time. Bro, your life is never perfect. It's never going to be completely together. But you got to appreciate how everything is going and what you have. If you got clothes, you got a roof over your head, you got food to eat, you winning. Because some people didn't wake up. Some people didn't get to eat today. Some people don't know when their next meal going to be. So that's why I just appreciate everything for what it is and accept everything for what it is. And if I got a problem with any situation or anything, I just work on it and control what I could control. Because your success is what you make it and what you define it. And really, I just wanted to put an emphasis on your mental health, because your mental health is everything. How you thinking controls how you feel, what you want to do, what you gonna do. Hell, it could change the whole dynamic of your future and your life depending on what's going on in your brain, bro. Your brain is a powerful tool. But if you made it this far, I would appreciate it if y'all liked this podcast, shared it, even follow if you enjoyed it. It's your host, MJ. Thank you for listening, and I'm gone, bro.